welcome to another Tuesday teaser for Dopey, the world's greatest show on fucking drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. My name is Dave. It's such a joy to bring you guys another fucking teaser for Dopey. This is, of course, the teaser for Patreon. If you are not a member of Dopey Patreon, I would like to encourage you to join. Dopey Patreon is for the true blue dopes, the real dopes, the dopes who really give a shit, or the dopes with a few extra pennies in their pocket. And we're talking about cents, pennies, not dollars, pennies. To join Patreon at the $5 level, you get the show, the full show that we're going to tease today, and you get a sticker. At the $8 level, you get ad-free, well, at least inserted ad-free Dopey shows, more stickers, the fucking Dopey Zoom, the recovery Zoom every Wednesday, which is an amazing Zoom, the Patreon Zoom, which is once a month, videos, recovery, music, the whole Megillah, as we like to say in the Jewish world. The great Aaron Carr, converted Jew, recently sent me a funny tweet that said, "I don't know which is more anti-Semitic, Kanye West selling swastika t-shirts and saying he loves Hitler, or Katz's advertising mayonnaise," which I also think is pretty funny. But I think Kanye's more anti-Semitic. Is he? Here's the question, Dopey Nation. And we're going to just ask the question and then keep it moving. Is Kanye West really anti-Semitic? Why do I find it so hard to believe that he actually hates the Jews? Or is he just angry and misunderstood and mentally ill? Send in an email to dopeypodcast@gmail.com and let me know your thoughts. My daughter loves Kanye. She's very bummed out that he hates us so much. It's a bummer. Kanye is really, truly a bummer. I'm hoping he turns it around. Because recovery is really all about making amends. It's about, like, you can fuck shit up, but you can come back. So the door is always open for people to get their shit together, to make amends, to do the next right thing. We're saving you a seat. Saving you a seat, Kanye. I feel like I put extra shit in the teaser that I shouldn't put in the teaser. Like, I don't know. Like, shouldn't I save the extra shit for Patreon and not put the extra shit in the teaser? This is a real inside baseball question. If you have an answer, please send the information to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. My family is literally about to leave for Florida. Linda and the girls are out there scrambling and packing. Well, I just did the Friday show, the Tuesday show, and now the teaser. So I'm going to make this teaser unseasonably short, and I'm not going to add any extra fucking shit. We're just going to tease. And on our Patreon show this week, we have the one and only Kat Greenleaf, who used to be the host of this amazing show called Talk Stoop, which was available in every taxi in New York City. And now she has a podcast called The Soberness Podcast. So check it out. I was a guest on The Soberness Podcast. I actually threw a fit because it was recorded in the very, very delightful Algonquin Hotel in New York City. And they were like fucking breaking down a party and making noise. And I screamed at the staff. And Kat was not happy with me yelling at the fucking staff at the Algonquin. Here is a little teaser of me and Kat Greenleaf. Please sign up for Patreon at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. There's also a discount on Dopey merch for patrons. I don't know if you guys know about that. I never say y'all. I say you guys. Anyway, here is me and Kat in the teaser. Sign up for Patreon at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. At the Algonquin Round Table.
At the Round Table, which is where, funny enough, it was called the 10-Year Lunch. Dorothy Parker, who was an influential writer and cultural critic of her time in the 30s, had booze-infused lunches 5 days a week. It lasted 10 years, and all the great minds came there to drink and shoot the shit. Well, Now, ironically enough, we are having sober conversations around that very same table nearly 100 years later. So there we were at my table, Dorothy and my table, and it was late in the day. And so they were setting up for an event, and there was shit going on. There was like ice crashing and carts going by.
No,
and
it was the classic thing. Kat had DMC on before me, and DMC, who is the king of rock, one of the greatest that ever was, a dear acquaintance of mine.
Oh, I just spit on my shirt. That was so funny.
I made you laugh while you were drinking. You are a great talker, by the way.
Thank you so
much.
You
are a fantastic talker.
I'm all right. You're a great talker.
But DMC, he can fucking talk.
Dude, you wind that guy up and he just goes. I don't even think I asked a question.
No, and then afterwards, I knew that I was in trouble when his exit took an hour.
I know.
That's when I knew I was in trouble. And so we were recording the show, and Kat's being very gracious and asking me questions. And I, who am a very professional person in my childhood bedroom.
I know. It's amazing.
I got very and I'm just so ADD. I got so distracted that I got upset.
Yeah,
I got upset at all the noise.
You yelled at the waitstaff,
and then I yelled at the waitstaff, and that was when you got upset.
Because I am their guest.
You didn't expect me to yell at the waitstaff.
Who would expect a guest on the show to yell at the people at the hotel? Nobody.
I think it had to happen.
Well, it happened.
Did they say anything? Who was that obnoxious Jew? Who was that dashing podcast host?
That's what they said.
That's what they said.
They're still saying it, in fact.
So the other really sad thing about that. And this was on me. I am a poor reader, a poor reading comprehender, and I got the invitation to come on. I was so excited, but I didn't realize who you were.
Okay.
I thought you were the host of Talk Soup.
Yeah, you sure
and
did.
And I said that during the interview, and that was very embarrassing, because Kat Greenleaf, of course, as everyone who's since then said, Dave, don't you know fucking anything? It's because I don't take taxis, and I get so sick in the cab, I shut the TV off.
I see.
Well, I have motion sickness, and Kat Greenleaf is, of course, the host of the New York City cab show, Talk Stoop.
That was my show for a very long time. Now Soberness is my show.
Sober
miss. I just missed it. See, I too.
No, you're like a sober miss.
I'm a sober miss.
That's not bad. All right, that's the teaser with Kat Greenleaf from Soberness, and she tells her story. I don't know why I picked this as the clip. I just think that story's funny. But Kat Greenleaf has a very, 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 very serious addiction and recovery story. Go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast to hear it. Kat also has an event on March 13th at the Algonquin. If you want to go, Jason Biggs is going to be there. I'm hopefully going to be there. I will not be a part of the event, but I think I'll be there. Jason Biggs will be part of her event. And we're doing our event on March 11th, 3/11, in Manhattan at Joe's Pub with Margaret Cho and Dr. Nzinga Harrison and Brace Belden and Aaron Carr and Ray Brown. And maybe Kat will show up, and special guests, and you know the deal. Anyway, sign up for Patreon again at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. I promise you it's worth $5 a month. If it's not worth 10, it's fucking worth 5. Until we meet again, stay strong, Dopey Nation, and fucking toodles for Chris.
I want to take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. But I wanna be good so bad. Wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. Bad desire's all I ever had. And I wanna take a ride up in the sky. Watch as aeroplanes just pass me by. And I want to see a Lear jetliner take a dive, just to show all of these people what it means to be alive. But I want to be good so bad. Want to be so good, so bad, so bad. I want to be good so bad. Bad desire's all I ever had. And my shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's time to where I stand. Shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's time to where I stand. And I wonder would they pay it any mind when I leave this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road, however far it winds, because peace and love are very, very, very hard to find. And I wanna be good so bad. Wanna be good so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. Bad desire's all I ever had. Damn it, all these suckers make me mad. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and I wanna call my dad. And it's all I ever had. 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 And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had.